You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. How you doing over there, Trey?
I'm doing good, man. It was a little bit of a rough week in fantasy for me, but I'm here and we're doing this thing.
Hey, that's, you know, you got to do what you got to do, brother. But today we are getting into some of the news and stories from around the league. Let's get into the headline huddle.
All right, everybody. The first thing we have on the headline huddle today is this egregious roughing the passer call on Tom Brady by Grady Jarrett. Like, what is that, bro?
I mean, okay. Look, I get what you're saying. It may have looked rough to, you know, everyone, but you got to think about this. The whole Tua situation has the NFL in an uproar over things like this. That's why I don't understand why the same people who are begging the NFL to do more for these players are the same ones that are saying, what's going on with this roughing the passer call? It's egregious call. You know what I'm saying?
I get that, and it's just the when I watch the video, like it's just there's no head-to-head contact, there's no head-to-ground contact. I mean, he just gets turned and throwed, and I seen where they had talked to the judge and asked why he called this, and he said because of the way the hip toss was the same way that Tua got hip tossed, and that because of the angle that he like kind of when he carried him and he threw him a little bit, It was excessive basically, and I can see that a little bit, but it's just like, man, it is football. And there are, you know, you are going to get tackled. And then, you know, it had to be on Brady. It just had to. And that's, if it was on anybody else, it wouldn't be near as an uproar. But because it was on Brady, people were like, oh, that's just because, you know, he's Brady and he's 45 and you gotta be nice to him. And
yeah, you're right. Jerome Boger, the referee that was calling the game, the one who called the roughing the passer. I mean, he's been doing this for a long time. I'm telling you, I think those referees have meetings and all that stuff, and they're talking to them, telling them they need to watch out for these guys a little more. And I mean, I think that's what we saw.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's better to be cautious than it is to not. You know what I mean? You really want to keep these guys aware. But that's like even that. The player that did the fake QB slide or whatever and then ran, I think that was Kenny Pickett, honestly. And then now in the NFL, you know, when they go to fake QB or when they go to slide, like you're supposed to back off. But then if they don't, then that should be a flag in my opinion, because like,
right.
There's gotta be a line drawn somewhere. And, when they asked Brady about this, roughing the passer call, he said, look, man, I throw tablets, not flags.
That is truth coming out for real. Yeah, I thought he was going to say I throw footballs, not flags, but tablets makes sense.
All hey, right, moving on.
Oh, Packer Daily hopping in to say, hey, what's up over there, man? Hey,
what's up, Packer Daily?
Hey, thanks for joining us, brother.
All right, the next thing we got in the headline huddle is Davante Adams facing discipline for pushing a credentialed person post-game, a cameraman. That video, bro, I watched that, and that was just like a bully, mad crybaby. Like, that's the best way to explain it. Like, he, you know, he was furious after the collision with Hunter Renfro, the confusion on the final play, and he walks off the sideline, he throws his helmet down, storms off towards the locker room. Dude was just in his way. pushes him in, doesn't even blink, just keeps walking, like, get out of my way, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. I mean, Devontae is not used to losing, man. That's all there is to it. He's not used to losing, and he's used to a quarterback with a higher standard for receivers. And I mean, it just showed everything there. I mean, this is crazy. He's going to get suspended for that, I think. You know, I mean, there are consequences to that. You're 100% correct, though. That is a crybaby move right there, and it's unacceptable.
And then he come out for his apology. It didn't seem genuine at all. He was like, well, he just kind of got in my way, and I was just like trying to get him out. No, you were pissed off. You saw an opportunity of a tiny dude not in pads, and you shoved him down. Like, that's just bully mentality. And the thing was, you know, you say about the high quality of quarterback, but the problem with that last play was Devontae. I don't know if it was Devontae Adams or Hunter Renfrew. One of them didn't run their route correctly. You know what I mean? And they collided into each other. Otherwise, maybe that would have been a better play. But, you know, there's frustration and you get mad, but you can't take it out on the cameraman, dude. He's just doing his job.
Exactly. Exactly. Ridiculous. Devontae, you're better than that, man. Come on.
After such an amazing fantasy performance by him, too. I mean, he only had a couple catches, but they were all freaking monster catches.
Yeah, I lost the game because of him. So
exactly. And now Devontae Adams owners, you know, that shout out Devontae Adams for letting all your owners down for the next couple weeks or, you know, however many games he gets suspended. I'm sure it'll be at least one, if not two or three.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be.
Let's keep it moving, guys. So the next thing we want to talk about is the Tua rule. They haven't really got a name for this yet, but it's the new thing that they're talking about, the concussion protocol. They're adding ataxia to the mandatory list of symptoms, which would stop a player from re-entering the game. They define ataxia as abnormality of balance, stability, motor coordination, or dysfunctional speech caused by a neurological issue. So basically, if they're jiggling and jiving, you know, on the field, like Nyheim Hines Thursday night, you could clearly see that man had ataxia. And even if they go to the locker room and they pass the concussion protocol, if a judge on the field saw any kind of, you know, loss of movement or something like that, then they're going to be out the rest of the game, and that's just how it's going to be.
That's how it should be. Honestly, the NFL, I'm glad to see them taking responsibility for things and applying more rules, because you can't trust the word of the player. I was watching an interview. Peyton Manning talked about how they used to give them these tests before the game, and then they would give them a test if they were concussed or something like that. So they would see if they did worse on the test after, then that meant that they had a problem, a concussion or something like that. And so Peyton says that he used to go, and when he would do the test, he would do it bad the first time. So that way, when he took it the second time, he would still be able to play.
Wow, that's insane.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's crazy. I'm glad to see them taking it out of the hands of the players, because the players are going to play. That's what they do. That's what they're there for. That's what they want to do. Their whole life, they have practiced and did, you know, countless hours of muscle, everything. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And I mean, it's good that they're doing this, I think.
And to the people that were, you know, talking crap about Teddy Bridgewater, saying that, you know, he didn't even get hurt, like he was fine and everything. There was a sideline judge who saw him have a little buckle in his knees, and it was just a small amount, and it probably wasn't even shown on TV, but it was enough to where they called it. And I think that that's the best for these players. As much as we love fantasy and as much as it's so much fun for us and everything, these are real people we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their lives are most important. You know, we don't want any of these guys, you know, being brain dead or anything from, you know, having a double concussion and all that stuff. Like, that's just not cool. It's a sport and it's fun and it's great, but we don't want anybody to get hurt out there, you know?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
All right, let's keep it moving on. The Panthers fired their head coach, Matt Rhule, and DC Phil Snow Fred.
Yeah, I mean, he's goner. They were saying that they fired him because he couldn't get over the hump, and the hump was winning. Panthers still owed Matt Rhule $40 million, though. One thing that I've thought about with this is Baker Mayfield. How many coaches has Baker Mayfield been through, if you count Cleveland, all that. Baker Mayfield has been through it, bro.
Every year, at least, he has a new coach.
Mm-hmm. Matt Rhule's head coaching record, 11-27. I mean, that's not good, man. He had the players. He had everything he needed to be successful. A good wide receiver in DJ Moore. Christian McCaffrey, I mean, finally healthy this year, still not winning games. He didn't have a great quarterback ever in his whole time there. I mean, Cam Newton, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. He never really had the guy at QB. And I think that's why it never really worked out for him. But there's college head coaching jobs are going to be open for him because that's where he came from. You know, the Panthers brought him in because they saw what he did with Temple, took a losing franchise and made him a winning franchise. And, you know, they were hoping that he'd be able to turn that around for the Panthers. That just, you know, doesn't seem like it was happening.
Well, hopefully the Panthers are on the rise now because of it. You know, Baker Mayfield getting hurt and everything, that's going to really hurt him. But is it going to hurt him that much? You know, Baker's not been playing very good. So I'd like to see a guy come in there and coach him up because DJ Moore, man, he's wasted potential right now, and it's sad to watch.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
All right, the last thing we have on the headline huddle today is Antonio Brown's whack ass.
No doubt. This man needs help.
Bro, it's like it's just every day something new pops up with him going, doing something crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see the picture of him with Giselle with his arm around him, bro?
Yeah, just taking shots at Tom Brady. And in the book, the children's book, Daddy's Not Going to Be Home Tonight. Like, what? It's got Brady's face plastered on there. Like,
bro, what is wrong with him? It's like he's just doing things to try to stay relevant. That's what it feels like to me. And he's got
taking shots.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's talking about AB. Everybody talk about AB. All these people in his ear talking about how, you know, you're the man, AB. Don't let the haters get you down. Dude, I think he's a psychopath, bro.
Yeah, I know he is, bro. He's just like looking at any opportunity to get in the spotlight. And now he's a rapper. Like he dropped an album. It's not good. I listened to a couple songs. It's not good.
No.
And he posted his check, how he made $150,000 off his rap album or whatever. And I'm like, bro, you made that in one game in the NFL. If you were smart enough, you'd still be there.
The thing is, he's also being sued for trying to defraud the record company for saying he had like $179,000 in bills that they, you know, he needed to pay that he racked up charges on stuff. I mean, that's criminal. That's criminal, dude. He's messing up, dude. Every chance he gets, he's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, and then he made some post about the Cardinals calling them the retardinals. Like, I mean, he doesn't stop. And he's not going to stop until someone shuts him up. You know what I mean? Whether it be that court case or whatever. But, I mean, he also said that he won't play football again unless he plays with his son. Like, he's trying to take some LeBron spotlight where, you know, LeBron's like he's not going to retire till his son's in the league or whatever. And he's just like reaching and grabbing for anything that falls to him. You know what I mean? Because he's washed and he knows it and everybody knows it. And he's just fighting for that last breath. And it's like,
it's ridiculous is what it is. I mean, he's exposing himself in swimming pools to people. When is enough going to be enough, AB? When you're sitting in jail? Because that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He thinks he's above it all, you mm-hmm. know?
Yep. Absolutely. AB, get it together, brother. Hey, if you want to come on the podcast, we can talk about it, bro.
We will.
That'll be must-see TV for sure. Over here getting roasted by AB. guys, that has been the show. Please like this video. Please subscribe to our channel. Thank you guys for coming. We appreciate it. We're moving up in the world. Things are happening for us. So you want to get in on this? You want to, you know, be a part of this? Guys, you can come on here. You can ask questions, anything you want. You can email the show, fourthandflex@gmail.com.
Hit us with your start and sit questions, you know, whatever. And hit the subscribe button, guys. We are so close to 1,000. Once we hit 1,000, we're going to start doing giveaways. All kinds of stuff is going to be popping. Hit the notification bell because when we go live on Tuesdays and Fridays, you need to be there.
Absolutely. All right?
Come check us out. and learn something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. We'll see you guys. Guys, if you're watching us, also, we're doing another show at 7:30. We're doing our waiver wire pickups. You guys are going to be able to watch us every Tuesday and every Friday around 7:30. Check our channel for the exact time, but it's going to be around that time every Tuesdays and Fridays. Come see us, guys.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.